Do you believe the Bible? The truth is often stranger than fiction.
All right, we're going to look at a subject this morning that most of you have never even heard a sermon on it. Cherubim. Do you believe in cherubim? What do they look like? So I saw some pictures of them on a Valentine card. They're about that tall, and they got a little bow and arrow in their hand, and their little naked baby's about 6 months old. That's not a cherub. So what does a cherubim look like? Now, if you do believe in cherubim, where did you get the information? So, well, it comes from the Bible. Well, do you believe everything the Bible says about cherubim? If you do, then you believe some very strange things, because the Bible says some very strange things about them. Now, most people read the Bible for personal experience. They spiritualize it. They allegorize it. In other words, they go to the Bible to find some answer for some personal need, and that's what it means to them. So when they come to some part that's historical or that documents some reality that's outside of their personal experience, and if it's a bit strange, then people tend to dismiss it, allegorize it, and say, well, I don't know what it means. But if we, in fact, believe the Bible like it's written, then it actually becomes a really exciting book, because we start believing in unidentified flying objects. We start believing in life on other planets out somewhere. We start believing in creatures that are pretty exotic looking, some of them having as many as four faces, having eyes on their backside, having eyes on their chest, wings without feathers, skin wings like bats have, having hands like bats have. These creatures are so big that they can pick up in a platform that is thousands of feet across, four of them can, and carry it around through space at the speed of light. Now, you say, well, where do you get all that? I get out of the Bible. So let's look at what the Bible actually has to say about cherubim. Now, the first time they're mentioned is in the Garden of Eden. Do you remember that? Now, if you believe that there was an Adam and an Eve, that God created them and they fell into sin and they lived in a garden called Eden, and they were cast out of that garden, then you believe this, Genesis 3:24. So he drove out the man, and he placed at the east of the Garden of Eden cherubims and a flaming sword, which turned every way to keep the way of the tree of life. Now, that was a lightsaber, that flaming sword. That was not something soaked in kerosene. It was a real zapper. And so here was this cherubim at the way, guarding the garden to keep people from getting in it. Now, he had to stay there as long as that tree of life was there to keep them from getting access to it. Now, today, that tree of life is planted in God's heaven, and it still bears 12 manner of fruit. This is a side. It still is an herb that heals people and keeps them from dying and takes away disease and keeps them from aging. And the cherubim are in charge of that tree of life right now. And it will be brought back to the earth one day to heal the nations, according to the book of Revelation. So we're already getting weird, aren't we?
We're really glad you listened today, and we hope that you were blessed. Remember, check our always-changing online specials.